In radio, it's RCA all the way. The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. The magic key turns. The family of RCA, which includes RCA Victor, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company, combine over the coast-to-coast NBC Blue Network to bring you a full hour of entertainment. Today, our program is dedicated to the official opening of the countrywide celebration of National Music Week. This hour will include greetings by David Sarnoff, Chairman, and C.M. Tremaine, Founder and Secretary of the National Music Week Committee. America's own great soprano, Rosa Poncel, will bring you the songs you love to hear as only she can sing them. Frank Black, General Music Director of the National Broadcasting Company, will conduct the NBC Symphony Orchestra in selections especially chosen as a tribute to National Music Week. Mr. Black opens the program with Jubilee from Symphonic Sketches of a Leading American Composer, George W. Chadwick.
Thank you.
From her earliest days, Rosa Ponsell knew that she wanted to sing, that she wanted to be a great singer above all else. Churchgoers in the little town of Meriden, Connecticut, were the first to hear her sure, young, ringing voice. After a tour in vaudeville, Miss Ponsell came to the attention of Enrico Caruso. The great tenor told the young soprano that she was destined for big things. Within 6 months, she handled all obstacles that lie between vaudeville and grand opera. With only those 6 months' study to her credit, she made her debut in a leading role at the Metropolitan Opera, opposite the great Caruso himself. Since then, her career has been a series of triumphs. All the world has been ready with applause. But, essentially, Rosa Ponsell has remained unchanged. A Native American whose rich heritage of song came from her Italian-American parents. It is with pleasure that the magic key of RCA turns to the exclusive Victor recording artist, Rosa Ponsell. For her first selection, Rosa Ponsell, great American soprano, sings Kiss Me Again from Victor Herbert's ever popular Mademoiselle Modiste. In all lands, two languages are universally understood, the language of music and the language of home. Today, Miss Ponsell combines both as she sings Stephen Foster's beloved, My Old Kentucky Home. With every year that passes, National Music Week stands higher as a monument in the cultural life of America. Among those principally responsible for its countrywide observance stands Mr. C.M. Tremaine, founder and secretary of the National Music Week Committee. Mr. Tremaine is a guest in the Magic Key studio today, and at this time I have the privilege of introducing him, Mr. Tremaine.
Through the courtesy of the National Broadcasting Company, I am enabled at this time, as in previous years, to send greetings to the millions of Americans throughout the country who are participating, either directly or indirectly, in the observance of National Music Week. My first thanks must go to the thousands of Music Week workers living in every state in the Union. Their untiring efforts have gone far toward making this annual celebration possible. Next, I would like to thank those governors and other state officials who have graciously used the machinery of government in issuing proclamations, sending out public information, and in other ways, helping to focus attention on the beneficial influence of music. For making these benefits of music available to America as a whole, special tributes should be paid to the broadcasting companies, and particularly to Mr. David Sarnoff, President of the Radio Corporation of America, Chairman of the Board of the National Broadcasting Company, Director of the Metropolitan Opera Company, and Chairman of the National Music Week Committee. Mr. Sarnoff has worked untiringly to provide music and promote its enjoyment in all parts of the land. He has always had a deep personal appreciation of music, and he has seen in the Music Week movement a practical method of sharing this appreciation with others. It is therefore with particular pleasure that I introduce to the 1937 Music Week audience, Mr. David Sarnoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, Music Week is more than a celebration. It is a time when we take stock of our musical resources and opportunities. Our resources in music are of two kinds, creative and receptive. If our musical life is to improve and expand, we must develop more and more creative artists of our own, both composers and performers. Our musical future depends upon their development. At the same time, we must provide their talents with a rich soil in which to grow and to ripen. Such a soil is found only in a nation whose people not only love music, but understand it, have opinions about it, and can bring to their artists a quality of critical appreciation that is both intelligent and sympathetic. America's musically great have emerged from low as well as high stations in life, from cities and from countrysides. They come from all races, creeds, and social backgrounds. Somewhere in America today, there are 100 or 1,000 young men and women whose potentialities warrant future recognition. Who they are, where they are, we do not know. And unless we take positive steps to find them, we may never know. And the world and the artists both would be the losers. Substantial progress toward this objective has been made. Many groups and public-spirited individuals have been laboring with wholehearted effort for many years to make music an integral part of the education and life interest of our young people. The results of this continued effort are apparent to everyone who has contact with the activities of our grammar schools and high schools. Band and orchestral music and choral singing of the highest quality are today important subjects in these institutions and in many of our colleges. As a representative of the radio art, I am proud of the fact that radio has brought music into millions of homes that otherwise would be denied its pleasure. There's only one Music Week a year, but there are 52 weeks in which music plays an essential part in the life and culture of America. it will play a far larger part if we can learn to recognize and to encourage the potentially great musicians in our own neighborhoods. If Music Week can help accomplish this, it will have served a noble purpose. And so, on behalf of the National Music Week Committee, I take great pleasure in opening this 14th annual observance of Music Week. I congratulate the hundreds of local groups who have arranged delightful musical programs to be given during these 7 days. For in this way, they are stressing the importance of developing musical talent and fostering appreciation of music in every community in the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Sarnoff. Radio has often been the medium for introducing new music. After the American composer Hans Bialik completed his Sinfonietta a little more than a year ago, Frank Black gave it its world premiere in a program broadcast coast to coast over NBC. On today's special program, the NBC Symphony Orchestra plays the finale from Hans Bialik's Sinfonietta, dedicated by the composer to Frank Black. Thank you. The Magic Key of RCA, unlocking the door to a world of entertainment, and presented for your interest and pleasure by members of the family of RCA, co-workers in the creation of a universal radio service. Today's program, dedicated to National Music Week, features the American soprano Rosa Poncel and the music of the NBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Frank Black. Of present-day compositions by American composers, few songs seem more destined for immortality than Jerome Kern's Old Man River. For its originality of theme and for the direct and heartfelt simplicity by which it portrays the soul of a people, the song has often been called one of the masterpieces of American musical literature. The Magic Key turns to the NBC Symphony Orchestra and Frank Black's fantasy arrangement of Jerome Kern's Old Man River. Thank you. Many of you are familiar with the colorful interpretations of the various operatic heroines through the Saturday afternoon broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera Company, sponsored by the Radio Corporation of America. One of the Metropolitan's best-known stars, Rosa Poncel, is at the same time an imaginative, sensitive interpreter of the simple songs of the heart. The magic key turns again to Rosa Poncel. For the first selection in her second group, Rosa Poncel, great American soprano, sings the aria O Divina Afrodita from Romano Romani's opera, Phaedra.
Oh,
Rosa Poncel sings as her second number that famous old song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginny.
It's a great pleasure to have had this opportunity to share in the opening of National Music Week. Now I would like to play and sing for you as my closing a song which all of us know and love, Home Sweet Home.
Pleasures and the palaces. The family of RCA has more than an ordinary interest in good music. Such Radio Corporation of America services as RCA Victor and the National Broadcasting Company owe in large measure their amazing growth to the performance of the best of music in all fields as interpreted by the world's finest artists. It is with pride, therefore, that the family of RCA points to its long and close association with such outstanding organizations as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Metropolitan Opera Company, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and others of the same select group. And it is with especial pride that RCA Victor looks back on the 39 years in which its highly skilled engineering organization has pioneered in bringing this finest of music within the reach of every American. The accumulated knowledge of all of those 39 years is contained in every phonograph, radio, or record made by RCA Victor. At present, the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy and Jose Iturbi, is on an 11,000-mile tour of the United States and Canada under the sponsorship of RCA Victor. During the coming week, the orchestra will be heard in these cities. Tonight, Monday and Tuesday, San Francisco. Thursday, Salt Lake City. Friday, Denver. And Saturday, Kansas City, Missouri.